Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you to all my listeners. It's Monday, January 14th, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. I welcome all my listeners here in the United States, as well as those worldwide. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your own due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks solely because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as a standalone company as well. Okay, like I mentioned, today is Monday, January 14th, and it's another live hour of Takeover Talk. Call in and talk to me, Bobby Cohen. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, the dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. If you'd like a private 1 hour Takeover Talk workshop with me. That's right, a private 1 hour Takeover Talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen. Drop me an email now. The email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. That's takeovertalk@aol.com. Well, takeovers are alive and well. Merger Monday. Turn on the TV set, turn on the computer, and bingo! Just coming off the completion of the Barrick's takeover of Rand Gold, another M&A transaction in the precious metal space. It was Newmont Mining announcing the takeover of Goldcorp this morning. A $10 billion deal to create the world's largest gold producer. Who told us to stay focused in the gold and silver space for more consolidation? It was my regular caller, Pete. He said it again. He hit it right on the head. The nail on the head again. Newmont Mining announcing this morning the takeover of Goldcorp. So, we should look for more M&A in this space. A few months ago, I had everyone focus on DeTour Gold. Symbol, David, Robert, George, David, Frank. That's David, Robert, George, David, Frank. Stock trades at approximately $8.90. John Paulson, which is the hedge fund titan, owns 6% of DeTour Gold and has been pushing management and the board for a sale of this gold company. This space is hot. Continue to follow DeTour Gold as a potential takeover target. That's DeTour Gold, DRGDF. Do your own homework. Continue to do your due diligence. I will try to find additional companies that might be potential takeover targets in the gold/silver space for all my listeners. Okay. So, just wanted to do some housekeeping. I was on the computer earlier today, and I saw two timely articles that mentioned a couple companies that I had told everyone to put on their radar screen as potential takeover targets. One was Arconic, symbol ARNC, Arconic. And this article mentioned that J.P. Morgan has a $22 price target on Arconic, and they believe, this came out today, this note by J.P. Morgan, and they had mentioned that Arconic, ARNC, has reportedly been in talks with private equity firms over a potential buyout. Quote, with frequent press reports about negotiations to sell Arconic to Apollo, the private equity firm, the return construct here seems straightforward, the analyst said. The latest press report suggests a deal at 22 with an announcement possible soon. And J.P. Morgan says they see a high likelihood that this occurs. So that's Arconic and J.P. Morgan mentioning again their price target at 22. Others, I believe, see a higher potential takeover price for Arconic. But J.P. Morgan believes it could be sooner than later. So I wanted to mention Arconic. I want to go to the phones. I got my good buddy Pete on the wire. Hey, Pete, it's Bobby. How you doing? Hey.
Good. How are you, Bobby?
Boy, I was just giving you accolades. How you just hit the nail on the head in reference to consolidation in the gold space, and how it was last time when we had a conversation. It was Barrick's taking over Randgold, and that company, I believe that takeover was complete just timely around a week ago. And coming off of that this morning, bingo. Again, Newmont Mining announcing the takeover of Goldcorp, a $10 billion deal to create the world's largest gold producer. It's uncanny, yep. Pete. Way to be. I have to tell you, you were talking on. You got the floor, Pete.
Yeah, and pretty much you're going to probably see a continuation of M&A activity in the gold and the gold and silver space, probably, you know, for the foreseeable future. A couple of names that are out there being talked about right now, especially amongst your mid-tier and, you know, smaller companies. One company to keep on the radar is Kinross Gold, K as in Karen, G as in George, C as in copper, and Ashanti Gold, Apple, A as in apple, U as in underwear. Those
wow.
are two companies that are being, those are two companies that are being talked about. Some other companies, and whether they're acquirers or potential merge together or what have you, they seem to be being mentioned. A few other names out there that could be on somebody else's, on a bigger company's radar could be also as well, could be Imagold, symbol I as in Ida, A as in apple, G as in George.
Mm-hmm.
One I'm sure you're familiar with, Bobby, Yamana. I believe it's A as in apple, U as in uncle, Y as in yellow, Yamana Gold. A real small one, and the gentleman that does own a majority stake is one of the grandfathers of mining companies, Bob McEwen, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yes.
And it's McEwen Mining. Symbol is M as in Mary, U as in uncle, X as in X-ray. So just some, you know, names to be familiarized, you know, your listeners to. And as we move forward, from a technical standpoint, gold and silver are acting very well. Silver broke out of a long-term resistance area of 1250. I think it's hanging around the 1290 area. Silver broke out, stayed supported at 14. Next bit of resistance is up at around 16. If everything goes well and all the stars are aligned, you know, it would not be impossible to see gold over the next 12 months head up towards 1450 to 1500, barring any kind of, you know, mass liquidation or crisis, and silver heading up to that 16, 17, $18 area over the next 12 months if everything stays on track and there's no breakdown in any of the patterns that I'm looking at.
I did see, Pete. Now, gold was what did bust through a few days ago, 1300, and then it backed off a little bit. Am I right, Pete?
Right. Right now, the real nice support area is around 1250. Okay. Any close below there? I mean, it could dip below sometimes, depending on how the pattern's working out, and depending on what's going on out there fundamentally. You know, you have to take a look. But right now, 1250 seems to be good support, and 14 seems to be good support on silver, and we're above both levels. We're comfortably above on silver and gold. We're 40 or 50 points above there. So it keeps bearing an eye on, and I believe as we move forward, barring any shoes to drop, especially if the Fed changes course with their monetary stance and policy due to either a slowing in the economy or some kind of crisis, that we have to start lowering and expanding the money supply once again, or laying off, taking money out, Fed taking back money from the balance sheet. We're probably going to, we could probably see a nice uptrend in the metals moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even fathom if gold would start to, rip through 1400, 1500, what the potential M&A landscape might be for the precious metals. It could be crazy town, Pete. It could be like shooting fish
yes.
in a barrel.
Right. Well, the premiums will start getting higher too. See, some of the bigger companies are taking advantage right now, and they're, as Bobby, when the price of gold comes down, a lot of these miners don't explore because of the costs. But as soon as the metals start perking up, the activity starts coming in. But some of these smaller companies might have the assets, but unfortunately are cash poor. So companies like Newmont and Barrick are taking advantage of that at this point in time, because as the price goes higher, as you know, then the assets of even these smaller to mid-tier companies will become more valuable, and they'll have to pay more of a premium.
I do believe, just so you know, Pete, that with Barrick taking over Rand and Newmont today announcing taking over Goldcorp, those transactions, in just my opinion, we're gonna look back and say that was the canary in the coal mine of gold possibly going significantly higher. Am I right, Pete?
Yes, absolutely.
Because these are heavyweights, to your point, and there has to be a lot of credence for the decisions that they're making now to consolidate. They must see something going forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So absolutely.
That's why it's my belief that we're going to look back and say those two transactions were the canary in the coal mine for potential crazy town in M&A going forward.
Yes. And also, too, getting back to the cannabis space that we had talked about several times before, too, Aurora, which was mentioned, had bought another company, a company, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, over the last couple of days. So you're going to see a lot of M&A activity, as was mentioned before, in that space as well moving forward.
Oh, you know what, Pete? I don't know. I mean, if you're out and about today and not in front of a screen, I mean, I just saw something come over the news service in reference to Canopy, the big cannabis company. They got approval today, or going to get approval, to grow hemp in New York State. And I think the stock was ripping today based on that.
Yes, a lot of those companies that fall under the hemp category because of the agricultural bill that was passed, that's going to increase the activity as well. So, again, these two spaces I'm very, focused on, and those are the areas that I'm looking at. Obviously, biotech is always going to be, with cancer and all the diseases and the new diseases, they're always going to be in play, and as well as technology. So, that's what's nice about, what's going on right now. There's a lot of activity in all the different areas.
No, again, Pete, I totally believe that, and I always mention this, and it's not a punchline. Takeovers are alive and well. And people even mentioned to me, well, Bobby, what happens if the market corrects in a big way? Well, it's my belief, Pete, that if more companies go on sale, M&A activity is going to even heat up that much more because bigger companies, acquirers, are going to be able to get these companies at cheaper prices. So I would think by definition,
and that's why Glaxo, to your point, Glaxo mentioned they're looking in the market right now for looking for companies that have good assets, so to speak, okay, to your point, and also to other companies that, that need help, that want, partnering or, have some kind of activity with them. So Glaxo right now is on the hunt as well.
Yeah, well, they did, a few weeks ago, they did take over Tesoro, T-E-S-R-O.
Yes.
We had that one. We took a victory lap.
Yes.
And I highly doubt that, and again, right coming off Tesoro, it was Celgene getting taken over by Bristol-Myers. Then last week it was Eli Lilly taking over Loxo Oncology. I mean, this space is smoking hot. The oncology.
Yeah. Yes,
space.
That's right. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I don't believe that biotech, there's any, they don't have an Achilles heel to China in any way. So you can't use people can't use that as an excuse. So China can't be a headwind for biotech, but there's a lot of these larger farmers and larger biotech, their pipeline is a little low, and they have to now, they're looking to M&A to foster their pipeline, and it makes good sense.
Yep, a lot of these larger generals in all the spaces that we keep talking about, whether it be the precious metals, whether it be cannabis, whether it be pharma and biotech, as you see, the generals in each of those categories are now going out and, filling their needs through acquisitions.
100%, which kind of, believe it or not, I mean, this is just me talking, my own personal opinion, and I am, you know, is that I prefer to see these larger companies spend cash dollars on CapEx, especially M&A, than buying back billions
their
of dollars
shares.
Worth of their shares.
Yeah,
you understand
yes.
what I'm saying?
100% correct.
You know, Pete, most people are not aware of what I'm going to say, but do you know that, again, it was my belief from 2012 on that Sears and Roebuck spent over $6 billion buying back their shares. Let me ask you something.
Wow.
What has that done for them? They're bankrupt now. That was $6 billion.
Bankruptcy. Yes, bankruptcy.
They flushed that money down the toilet.
Exactly, along with shareholders.
Unbelievable. I mean, you know, I'm at a loss of words, you know, and I heard Apple, you know, is $9 billion or $10 billion in the hole from when they bought, you know, on their mark to market from on their last purchases in the fiscal fourth quarter of 2018. I mean, this is real money. This money could have went, you know, towards CapEx, could have went towards employees. I don't get it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No,
I know. I mean, it just blows my mind. If more companies
the system has run amok to a large degree. That's the problem. It's all, they're very, you know, it's as we always say, you know, greed. And that's unfortunately a lot of these multinationals and a lot of these bigger corporations, that's all they keep doing when they, you know, when they get money or tax breaks. They buy back their own shares. They don't use it for CapEx, to your point, to expand and to keep growing. It's just, it's short-sighted, and it's just about filling their pockets.
I'm at a loss of words, but I had to mention that. I'm sorry if I deviated, you know, but that, you know, I just thought it was just worth a mention. Well, Pete,
it's a good point.
You know, Pete, listen to me, Pete, I appreciate, do me a favor, Pete, when you settle in later or tomorrow, email me those names again that you mentioned to my listeners so I can again reinforce, you know, next time I'm on the air in reference to potential M&A in the precious metals. If you could remember, you know, you gave me, you gave us five good ones. If you could just shoot me off an email and I'll jot them down and make sure that I reinforce those names for potential M&A in the precious metal space. But Pete, thanks for calling in. And again, you've been talking on, okay, Pete? Thank you, buddy.
Take care. Yep. You too, Bobby. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, that was my buddy Pete. Boy, he calls in. You know, he's been banging it out of the park, this guy. You know, with the precious metals, with the cannabis, you know, a sprinkle of biotech. You know, again, Pete used to own his own trading firm, did some banking. He's no dope. He's no dope at all. Okay. So I mentioned Arconic, that J.P. Morgan, a little housekeeping today, said that they see a potential takeover coming, I believe, sooner than later. And then I... just so you know, I saw a Wedbush article today. The investment bank, they talked about Apple, about potential M&A targets. And I've been talking in nauseam of how I believe Apple should, you know, use some of that $250 billion that they have in cash reserves to do some sizable M&A transactions. And I believe Wedbush kind of concurs with me. I'm looking at a Seeking Alpha article today, and to make a long story short, they mentioned that the analyst recommended that Apple make a major content acquisition to drive the services flywheel. And, It said, quote, in a nutshell, ultimately with $250 billion plus of potential dry M&A powder, now is the time for Apple to rip off the Band-Aid and finally do significant content M&A with the landscape ripe. Otherwise, it will be a major strategic mistake, in their opinion, that will haunt the company for years to come, with content being the rocket fuel in the services engine that is currently missing in the portfolio, the analyst of Wedbush was writing. And they mentioned on the M&A wild card, the analyst said that the two public companies that Apple should focus on is Lionsgate, which we had mentioned a few months ago as a potential takeover target, and Sony Pictures. So, yeah, those would be two significant potential takeover targets for Apple, Lionsgate and Sony Pictures. And then they also mentioned they put Viacom and CBS and MGM Studios as a medium probability targets. And they also mentioned in their research report that Netflix and Disney and various video game publishers are called low probability targets for Apple. So the high probability targets for Apple, public on the public side, they mentioned was Lionsgate and Sony. On the medium probability, Viacom, CBS, and MGM Studios, those were medium probability targets, and low probability targets mentioned was the usual suspects, Netflix, Disney, and various video game publishers. So I figured, you know, I read that article this morning. I wanted to share it with all my listeners. By the way, I want to also mention, on a personal note, just segueing a little bit, I had one of the greatest dinners this weekend. I went out to dinner with a buddy of mine, my buddy Mike, and I went to Matteo's Italian Restaurant in Roslyn, New York. And I know this show is worldwide and nationwide, but if any of my listeners are ever on Long Island, especially in Nassau County, I would try to get to Roslyn, New York, and walk into Matteo's Italian Restaurant. I had a fabulous, fabulous dinner there. The food was terrific. The drink was terrific. The people there were terrific. And keep in mind, Brian, who's the general manager there, he's aces. Just go into Matteo's. There are many of them nationwide. There's two on Long Island. There's a couple down in Florida. But if you're on Long Island and wander into the one in Roslyn, just ask for Brian. Tell him you're a friend of Bobby's, Bobby Cohen's. You'll have a fabulous, fabulous dinner like I did. It was unbelievable. The food was great. I just wanted to share that with all my listeners, just like I share with my listeners about potential takeover targets and, you know, and put certain names on your radar screen. If you're looking for a really good, terrific Italian restaurant, put Matteo's Roslyn on your radar screen. Okay. Well, The call-in number to talk to me, Bobby Cohen, the dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. If you would like a private 1 hour takeover talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, drop me an email now. My email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. Again, the email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. All right, I'm going to go back to the phones. I got my buddy Franco calling in. Franco, thanks for calling. It's Takeover Talk. Hey. How are you, Franco?
Hey, Cohen. How are you doing, Mr. Bobby Cohen?
Very good, Franco. Thank you for calling in on this Monday, the 14th of January. What's on your mind, Franco?
I was just meant to ask you this the other day, and I forgot about it. So now I thought about it tonight. You know, I'm a firm believer of getting Groupons every time I go to restaurants and stuff like that, or buy something online, then I can get it for cheaper. And I was just wondering, this stock was much higher than, you know, 3 years ago. Now is out. But I always thought that this could be a good acquisition for somebody that wants to use all their customers, you know, and also use them to promote their products. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Franco. I think you hit the nail right on the head. I totally concur with you. I think, you know, Groupon, which is the symbol is GRPN. I think it's currently it's up today. Believe it or not, I think it's got a very good bid today. It's trading at around $3.80. And to your point, down from I think the highs of $15 or maybe even $20, approximately 3-4 years ago. I, too, had mentioned it many months ago as a potential takeover target. And it was my belief back in July of 2018, if I recollect, that the company, the executives, have put the company up for sale. I believe there was a report. And it had approached several public companies in the past month to drum up interest. Well, I'm not sure how that's going for them if they were able to drum up any interest in possibly getting acquired. But I do remember when I mentioned it back in July that the investment banking firm D.A. Davidson had considered that it was possible that if Groupon was to get taken over, it could fetch as high as $12 a share. And Franco, we're looking at a stock that's, you know, approximately $3.80. I know there's a lot of activity on it today, and it's up approximately, you know, 6-8% just today. But I remembered, if my memory serves me correctly, Franco, that potential suitors for Groupon could be Alphabet, which is Google, Alibaba, the big Chinese company, Facebook, believe it or not, and even Priceline, which is now, I think, they changed their name to Booking.com. So, yeah, and I also remembered back in, you know, that Gabellian Company, the big mutual fund, and I believe also investment bank, had Groupon as its best idea of 2018. Now, I don't know what Gabelli's thought is on Groupon for 2019, but I know that they had very, very positive things to talk about Groupon. So I would, you know what, I'm with you, Franco. I think Groupon is worth a look here. and for further consideration, and everyone should, you know, continue to do their homework and due diligence on Groupon, because, it could be a nice takeover candidate for 2019, and I think it's worth a look, Franco. So I totally agree with you, Franco. That was a good one.
Wow. That's very good, Bobby. Very good, Bobby. That's great. And the way you make it sound like it would actually triple the value of what it is today. So that would be a very good investment. It really
happens. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't – look, Franco, it doesn't come without risk. You know that. There's risk in everything.
Right.
You know, it is a low-price stock. It's under $5, and, you know, some people define stocks under $5 as penny stocks. So, again, I just want everyone to, you know, put it on their radar screen. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. And, you know, if it feels right, you may want to consider putting it into your portfolio. But you gotta like it as a standalone company first, as I always say. And if you like it as a standalone company first, and from what you're telling me, you've had a tremendous experience purchasing Groupons and using the product. So to me, that says volumes. Am I right, Franco?
Yes, definitely. I like the idea with you. I really appreciate that, Bobby. As usual, you're right on the money. So I don't think we're gonna go wrong if we do something with this. So I really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Franco.
All right. Well, look, Franco, I appreciate you calling in and again with an excellent question, and I hope to hear from you the next time I'm on BBSRadio.com or my other radio spot, which is BlogTalkRadio.com. So I hope to hear from you, and I always appreciate you checking in with my listeners. Okay, Franco?
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Franco. Thank you. Bye-bye now. That was Franco, another regular caller, always with a very good question. Okay, so let's get into the tall weeds a little bit now and see if I could find some potential takeover targets for all my listeners. As I'm speaking with you, I'm surfing the web because there was an article that I definitely wanted to share with each and every one of you. Keep in mind, if you would like a private takeover talk workshop with me, I would recommend that get detail and email me now over at takeovertalk@AOL.com. That's takeovertalk@AOL.com. If you would like a private 1 hour takeover talk workshop with me. Gonna try to help you identify potential takeovers in the U.S. capital markets. I have to tell you, it's like I always mention, this is fun. This isn't a job. I have to tell you, this is takeovers are alive and well, and I know the feeling I get when I see a takeover. When I turn on the TV, you know, or read something. So I share everyone's vision in reference to, you know, trying to identify potential takeover targets. So, yeah. So getting into the tall weeds, I found a January 10th, 2019 Market Watch article, and the title of this article was three biotech companies that are top takeover targets in 2019. and 19. And it mentions corporate America has been willing to pay big bucks for takeovers. Even as investors have been dumping stocks, corporate America is eager to open its wallet. So this company mentions three technology buyout targets and three biotech buyout targets. So get a pencil, piece of paper. The first technology buyout target they mentioned is New Relic, symbol NEWR. This is a technology company that has the potential to be a takeover target in 2019. And this also could be, a target for most likely the usual suspects, a Google, a Microsoft, or an Amazon. The second company that's mentioned as a potential takeover target in 2019, jot it down, is CyberArk Software, symbol Charlie Yellow Boy Robert. Okay, this is another technology company. There's been plenty of takeover chatter on this name as well. This article also mentions, over and above the usual suspects, also mentions Cisco Systems with this name as well. And then jot this name down as the third potential takeover target in the technology space for 2019 is Viva Systems, symbol Victor Eddie Eddie Victor. And it said this company exemplifies the high growth potential of both tech and biotech. It said the cloud computing company is focused on pharmaceutical and life sciences applications, including unification of clinical trial data and quality control management processes to bring training and documentation practices into the 21st century. And it states that it's not entirely insane to consider a buyer from Big Pharma out of a desire to ensure future relevance. So this is an interesting one. And so the three that were mentioned in the technology space was New Relic, symbol NEWR, CyberArk Software, CYBR, and Viva Systems, Victor, Eddie, Eddie, Victor. Then the article mentions three biotechnology buyout targets for 2019. Some of the names we have already mentioned in the past: Bluebird Bio, symbol Blue, BLUE. This company's had a bid to it the last week. I keep a real eye on Bluebird Bio, especially since the takeover of Tesoro by Glaxo and recently the purchase of Loxo by Eli Lilly and also the purchase of Celgene by Bristol Myers. So I really keep a close eye on Bluebird Bio. Also, I would keep an eye on Alexion Pharmaceuticals as well. Also, the symbol Adam, Larry, X-ray, Nancy, ALXN, And this is, the article says, it's an interesting investment for those looking for a potential buyout premium, but a bit more stability in a biotech that has moved beyond the risks of development phase cash burn. So that was Alexion. And then they finish it up mentioning BioMarin, a name that I have mentioned also in the past. Boy, Mary, Robert, Nancy, and this one, there seems to be a tremendous amount of takeover chatter on BioMarin, and you got to keep a close eye on that. So the three tech names, New Relic, CyberArk Software, Veeva Systems, and the three biotech potential buyouts for 2019, Bluebird Bio, Alexion Pharma, and BioMarin. Okay. Also, I read a very, very good Zacks.com article dated January 8th, 2019, I wanted to share with all my listeners. Okay, you got your pen and piece of paper? The headline is four biotechs that are potential buyouts post-Celgene deal. So my belief is that Zacks put together a list of four companies that could be potential takeover targets. And I guess what motivated the writer of this article was that there were many people asking who could be next after the purchase of Celgene by Bristol Myers. I myself have gotten quite a few emails and texts and phone calls from listeners asking me the same question. So there are four names that are mentioned in this article. Again, these are names that I have already mentioned before. Number one on the list was one that I just mentioned, Alexion Pharmaceuticals. I mentioned that one just before in the last article. So it was mentioned not only in this Zacks.com article, but also in the MarketWatch article. So that says volumes as well. So that's, again, jot down Alexion Pharmaceuticals. You know, one that I had also mentioned a while, and I continue to talk about, is Insight Corporation, symbol Ida Nancy Charlie Yellow, INCY. For many years, there's been plenty of takeover chatter on Insight, and the article says that Insight has a high chance of being acquired by one of its co-developers like Novartis or Eli Lilly or another behemoth from the same space like Gilead. So you might also want to put Insight, INCY, on your radar screen as well. They go on to mention the third company, which is a much bigger company, is Regeneron, and the symbol is REGN. And they mention Regeneron as a potential takeover target, and then they go on to finish up by mentioning Sarepta Therapeutics, and the symbol is SRPT. And they mentioned Sarepta as a potential takeover target for 2019. So you should do your homework on all of these names Let me mention, so you could jot them down just in case you missed them again. The Zacks.com article mentions Alexion Pharmaceutical, ALXN, Insight Corporation, INCY, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, REGN, that's Robert, Eddie, George, Nancy, and they rounded off by mentioning Sarepta Therapeutics, Sam, Robert, Paul, Tom, as four companies that could be potential takeovers post Celgene deal. Yeah, that was very, very interesting. So I have a few more minutes. If you'd like to call in and talk to me, the dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. If you would like a private takeover talk workshop with me, Bobby Cohen, it's the 1 hour private takeover talk workshop. I encourage everyone to drop me an email now. The email address is takeovertalk@aol.com. That's takeovertalk@aol.com. And I just want everyone to know, people that want a 1 hour workshop with me, there is a fee. But I haven't turned anyone away, just so you know. I want to be able to assist anyone who reaches out for me in reference to helping them identify potential takeover targets, trying to give all my listeners, if they choose, the tools that I have learned over my 35 plus years. And I'm always fine tuning those tools as well. No one has a monopoly on tools on how to identify potential takeover targets. So please, I encourage everyone, if you can, to take the 1 hour private takeover talk workshop with me. Like I mentioned, I have a few more minutes. And companies, people, many listeners, obviously, when they make an investment, I always say, please, you have to do your due diligence, do your homework. You have to like the fundamentals of the company first. You have to like it as a standalone company first. And then if there is, talk about a potential takeover, and if you choose to then to pull the trigger, then that's something that, you may want to consider. Okay. Companies that there's been plenty of chatter recently of companies that where the companies themselves have mentioned that they're putting themselves up for sale. Companies like Arconic, ARNC, that's like a $19 stock. There's been chatter, the deal could be coming anywhere from as low as 22 to possibly as high as, I thought I read as high as, 26, 27, still a premium to where it's currently trading. GameStop, GME, George Mary Eddy. I believe GameStop over the last week or so has been trading extremely well based on Takeover Talk. The talk there, as you know, is anywhere from 18 to possibly $24. You know, a stock that I wanted to mention to you, and I mentioned earlier, that believe it or not, I think it hit a 52-week high today, and it's a potential takeover target, is the restaurant chain Denny's, symbol D-E-N-N. I wanted you to put that on your screen. And two more. Nielsen Holdings, NLSN, Nancy, Larry, Sam, Nancy. And I know there was one more, and it just escapes me. But my time is up, and boy, I had a blast. It's been, boy, an hour goes fast. So if you'd like to contact me, please shoot me off an email at takeovertalk@aol.com. As I always mention, it's an honor to serve all my listeners. I will be back live for another one-hour show next week, Monday, January 24th, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on bbsradio.com. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.